In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in the midst of the octave of All Saints, we today again remember our dear, faithful departed. And today we have our Rosary Cemetery procession, which is a great and charitable deed from you to say special prayers for the faithful departed. But there's never as efficient and as beautiful way to remember our dear dead ones than to have Holy Mass said for them. And I'll tell you today a story which points that out very well, and which happened to Blessed Henry Suso. When he was studying for priesthood, he had a fellow Dominican student and whom he was very attached to. And when they had finished their studies and become priests, seeing that they were about to send to different places, they made agreement and promised each other that the first one of the two who would die, he would assist the other who might be in purgatory and by a whole year by the celebration of two masses each week. On Monday, the surviving priest was to say a Requiem Mass, and on Friday, that of the Passion, in so far as the rubrics would permit, to the benefit of the soul of the dead priest. And after promising this, they departed in peace, and Blessed Henry Suso left unto his place, and his friend went to other. So several years they both continued to serve God with very edifying and fervent manner. And the first one of them who died was this friend of Blessed Henry Suso. And he got the news of his death, and he said very many prayers and did lots of fasting penance for the soul of his friend. But as to the contract of saying two masses each week for the repose of his soul, that it was something he had by the time forgotten. Oftentimes men have bad habit to forget the promises they have made. So even though he did many great things, penances and prayers for his friend's soul, he had forgotten his promise to say two masses each week for his repose of his soul. And one morning while Blessed Henry was meditating in his chapel, he saw appear before him the soul of his departed friend. And this soul regarded him with tenderness, but he also reproached Blessed Suso of having been unfaithful to his word and neglecting saying the two masses he had promised. And he excused his forgetfulness by saying, "But look, dear brother, how many prayers I said to you and how much fasting I did and which I still continue to do for your soul. Is it possible that so many prayers and good works which I have offered to God do not suffice for you?" And then this brother answered, "Oh no, that is not sufficient. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that is needed to extinguish the flames by which I am consumed. It is the august sacrifice which will deliver me from these frightful moments in purgatory. I implore you to keep your word and refuse me not that which in justice you owe me." And then the brother disappeared, and Blessed Suso hastened to respond to his promise. And to repair his own forgetfulness, he celebrated and caused to celebrate many more masses than he had originally promised. And on the following day, the several priests united with him in offering holy sacrifice for this his departed friend, and continued to do this act of charity for several days. And after some time, Blessed Suso's friend again appeared to him and saying, "Oh, thank you, my faithful friend. Behold, by the blood of my Savior, I am delivered from my sufferings. I am now going to heaven to contemplate him whom we so often adored together under Eucharistic veil." So Blessed Suso prostrated himself to thank God of all mercy, and now he understood more than ever the inestimable value of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So, dear children, remember in this story how great and powerful is the power of holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's the blood of Christ who saved and has given redemption to all those sinners who ask our Lord's help. And when you have departed on dead friends and family members, never cease saying much prayers for them and doing lots of penance for their souls. But also remember, according to your possibilities, to have many masses said for them, because holy sacrifice of the Mass is the same sacrifice which has given redemption to all the departed who have put their soul hope in the blood of the Lamb. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.